online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
A Kent MP believes the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter looks like state-sponsored attempted murder. Tunbridge and Morling's Tom Tugendhat, who's the chair of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee, has been speaking as the Prime Minister meets with the National Security Council. He's also critical of some of the country's other actions.
The Russian state has attempted to murder the Montenegrin Prime Minister. They've changed the borders of Europe by force for the first time since 1945 by invading Crimea. They've invaded Georgia. They've kidnapped an Estonian security official. And even today, they are supporting a murderous dictator in Syria.
Officials at Downing Street are discussing the attack on Sergei Skripal and his daughter 8 days ago. Theresa May is expected to update MPs later this afternoon.
KMFM News.
At least 38 people have been killed and 23 others are hurt after a plane crashed and burst into flames in Nepal. The flight was trying to land at Kathmandu Airport when it veered off the runway. A teenager has been arrested after an 84-year-old died after being hit by a car in Tenterden. He was knocked down on a pedestrian crossing on the high street just after 6:30 last night. An 18-year-old man's being held on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving. Meantime, a man's been arrested after another man was hit and killed by a lorry in Sittingbourne. It happened on St Michael's Road near the town's train station on Saturday night. The 62-year-old has since been released pending further inquiries. Police still want to hear from anyone who saw what happened.
This is KMFM.
A 17-year-old boy has been jailed for 10 and a half years for carrying out several acid attacks against moped riders. He targeted 6 victims in less than 90 minutes in London last July. Dozens of drivers have been caught using a mobile phone behind the wheel in Kent by police in an unmarked lorry. Officers have spent 5 days patrolling in the HGV, which gives them the chance to check on lorry drivers as well as those in cars. They've stopped 44 motorists in all, 31 of them for using a phone. Colin Evans is from Highways England, who were also involved in the operation.
We see a tremendous number of distraction-related crashes on our network. I think we're at about 2 serious injuries a week and 2 fatalities a month down to distracted driving. And it's that sort of behaviour that we need to stamp out.
You can watch a special report on this on KMTV tonight from 5:30. A man who's been on the run for 20 years after being charged with domestic violence offences has been arrested at the port of Dover. Florim Krasniqi was 24 when he failed to appear in court, accused of harassment and false imprisonment of a woman in Folkestone in 1998. The 45-year-old, who's been living in France, has been sentenced to 6 months for breaching his bail and may go on trial for the alleged offences in June. 2 men have been charged with burglary and theft after industrial batteries were stolen from a mobile phone mast near Longfield. The 18 and 55-year-olds were found inside a building on the site in Mussenden Lane last Thursday. They're due in court later this month. Fellow comics have described Sir Ken Dodd as a comedy legend and a genius following his death at the age of 90. Fellow Liverpudlian Claire Sweeney says he'll be missed terribly by his city, friends, family and show business. He passed away yesterday in the same house where he was born. These people have been outside.
He was Liverpool, wasn't he? Made everyone laugh. It was great. Just a sad loss. You'll never forget him, will you?
He brought a lot of joy and laughter to Liverpool. He'd done a lot for my daughter's school, Natty Ash. And yeah, he was always a happy-go-lucky fella.
And flags are being flown from buildings across Kent today on Commonwealth Day. The Commonwealth is made up of 53 sovereign states, including some of the world's largest and smallest countries. The royals are also gathering for a service at Westminster Abbey.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
At the Winter Paralympics, Kent's James Barnes-Miller has missed out on a medal in the snowboard cross. Molly's got more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, he lost his quarter-final to Australia's Simon Patmore. However, he did make history by becoming the first ever para snowboard athlete to compete at a Games for BB. Elsewhere today, England cricketer Ben Stokes has appeared via video link from New Zealand for a hearing at Bristol Crown Court. He's again pleaded not guilty to a charge of affray after an incident outside a Bristol nightclub last year. 2 other defendants denied the same charge. The trial is scheduled for August. And in ice hockey, there were mixed results for Kent's Invicta Dynamo to end the season over the weekend. They were beaten 10-1 by Basingstoke Bison away from home on Saturday before beating Streatham 4-3 last night.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.